Okay, Mishnah Berurah, Chavos Pesach, Siman Tav Mem.
Okay. Chomet for Pesach, Oysa Tagu Vosoi, Bein B'milay, Bein Shaloi B'milay, B'mashu. Okay, so Chomet Asa is with a mashu. If it's mixed up with something that's not Chomet, there's no din of Bittul. But the Asa is with a mashu. Yeah, I feel the Bahano. You have to burn the whole thing. But the Sagi, the pigeon, the Meya Chomet, the Limko Hashar. What do you want to do over there? We'll see you, Mr. Brewer. Okay? See you, Mr. Brewer. Mew. Kadim says, Bashal Ben. Mutar malach repesach ve'in tzichim shvira oy hagola. But if a tarul is chomet that was cooked in kelim on Pesach, those kelim mutar achar Pesach don't have to be kasher. Let's see mishabur chomet for Pesach. Midiraisa v'chomet k'shar yisum shnitz arvu. So chomet for Pesach, even though it's murav with things that are not chomet. Midrash, it's called chametz, like other things in the Nesarit. She'en an oyster tarubos and elikdei lit in tam betarubos. The hainu ad shishim. So midrash, so chametz is like anything else. What's the din by anything else? That it's oyster betarubos if it's been nice and tam. Which Chazal say nice and tam means shishim. If you have shishim, kineged dvar that's oyster, then that's not called nice and tam. And therefore, it really should be mutter. Midaraisa chomer should be like anything else. Then at that point, if you have shishim against it, it should be mutter. Hello, shechachamim mechniru bari. But the chachamim are machmir here. Why? Kimid is bekaris. That's one. It's an isbekaris, so it treated it more chomer than other isurim. And secondly, loybedili minei kulishato. You're not bottled from it the whole year. But with that svara we had. In Hilchos Bedikah, we spoke about
it. There really should be reasons to make you be more careful with it, not to make you be over if you have.
Yeah, Tosis uses that reason also, Gabi the Bedikah, Gabi the beer. I guess that makes you be more careful, I guess. If you know that it's Asib Mashu, you're going to be more careful not to bring it in. So in order to, the people should be more, in order, since people are more used to having it, and they wanted to make it that you should keep it away more, so the answering it, the mashu, is a way of doing that. Now there's another reason here also, could be, that a davish yeshul matirin is not bottle. That's a cloud, gobel. A davish yeshul matirin is not bottle. Which we'll see later in Sif Yir Aleph. Why? Now, one second. It's interesting. Why is the Dovah Shishon Matir not bottle? Why is there no Hilchus Bittul by Dovah Shishon Matir? So, really the reason is because if the Dovah Shishon Matir, why eat it now while you say Bittul if you can wait till it's Mutter and eat it anyway? So, we'll have to see. Does that apply to Chametz? If you're talking about you're owning it, so then after Bittul you can't eat it. It's not a Dovah Shishon Matir. Because it's also talking about, we don't know, I'm not sure. We'll have to see. It says later in Sif Yir Aleph discusses it. We'll have to see. But that's one of the reasons given here. Okay. So therefore, what? It's also b'mashu. If there's a lot of other reasons to be mekel, some chilna shiltis to seal the chomets for Pesach shavu l'shar yisun b'shishim. There's a shiltis that says chomets like anything else that's bought the b'shishim. So sometimes poiskim, they won't rely on that shiltis in and of itself. But if there's other reasons, other tzadim laheta to include in order to be matter a certain shayla, then they'll take into account the shiltis. Interesting. Lois sagi. Yeah. So then there must say like this. Must say you have to burn the whole thing, and it's not enough to do a pidyon of the demei chametz and to sell the rest. What does that mean exactly? It says like this. Lafuki, it's coming to exclude midas apayskin. She saw him the soggy shiash with the mea chomet and mura boil yam. In other words, if you're just talking about an Isra Hana'ah, So they're placing, let's say, like this. This whole type of Rubis is worth $10. It has about $1 worth of chametz in it. So take $1, throw it into the yam, and sell this to a guy for $10. And therefore, it's not really called getting a knock from the chametz, because you're only making $9 anyway. Yeah? And then it's okay. So some place can say that. And it's like being paid to the ifs of the chametz. I guess, yeah, why do you have to do that? Why not just sell it to the guy for $1 less?
Yeah.
So it could be that there's an Indian opinion over here. You can play to the comments. I'm not sure. It's not really a pigeon. Pigeon is usually when you have Kedusha and then you put the money and then the Kedusha's out on the money and then...
Also probably much clearer.
It's clearer that I'm not... Right, if I only sell for $9,
okay,
that's a good point. Maybe I'm just giving him a deal. I'm not subtracting the comments from me, I'm just giving him a deal. So by doing this, I'm showing the comments is worth nothing to me, I'm selling the rest. So there are places that say you could do that, and then that's a way of making the money back. He gets a nah. It's not really called a nah, and that's it. So the Ramah is coming to come, that's what the Ramah is coming to say, no, don't do that. Kamash Malon, the Lekai Malon came to Maisa. The Ramah is teaching us that we don't hold like that, La Halacha Le Maisa. The Da, and you should know, the Achrayim Kosu, the Ramkayim Hefzid Gogum Ba'oid, it was a big Hefzid, it was very expensive stuff. You do not have to burn the whole thing. Sell the whole thing to a goy. Oh, that's like we were saying. Except the Dmei Yisr. The Kivin Sherebel Kev Dom Barisam Urabah Yimke. They never met. Well, so they do rely on something like this. The Mokim Hefsid Godel. Right, that's what we were saying. It's a simpler way to do it. Mukadas Machabe Besimatov Samach Zayn, which we'll see. I in Shom Mishaburo. Okay, we'll see there. Then the Ramah said, if you cook in it, the kalim do not need a gola. You have belief of the chametz in the kalim. Meaning, after Pesach, so these kelim are not bnei yoimin anymore. Right? So normally we say, okay, even though it's not a bnei yoimin, what's something not a bnei yoimin? So we say that it's not in time of gam. It doesn't. It's not really giving a tam into the food, and therefore it's okay. But normally we're going there. We say, I don't care that the kleis are not a bnei yoimin. We're going there because if we're allowed to do that, you might come to use a bnei yoimin, and if it was cooked with Easter that day, then it's going to be put in bleis into what you're cooking now. But over here, what once Pesach is over, it's not a bnei yoimin. It's not trying to say we're making gezeira because of the bnei yoimin. There is no bnei yoimin because that's the Pesach chametz is mutter. So of course I can use these kelim. It doesn't mean I can use them next Pesach. Then you're going to have to gash it if you want. But it means the kli itself, there's nothing that they call mutter. But rank shemashay some. Just when you keep them around, so the shashiv hate the chomet ba'ayin shloya nikah behen. You have to get the chomet out of it, clean it out. U'mishem balua, and what's balua into the kisum on Pesach, right? And what's balua in the kli in oiva b'bayim matzah. The mashemashay some which costs the same and top in an aleph, which we'll see. Balua is in the kli, so you're not oiva b'bayim matzah. So it's just saying, if you cooked in it, there's nothing wrong. You can keep clean it out. The bleas of chametz are in the kli. You're not right about your on. And then you can hold on to the pot of the basin, and then you can use it right away. Okay.